Monday marked the first day of early voting, and Lowndes County Supervisor of Elections Deb Cox says it was a busy day without many long lines.
Right now, you're in and out of the door in less than 15 minutes. Time you walk in to the time you walk out after voting.
The elections office has also teamed up with both the Republican and Democratic parties to offer free rides to the polls, which can be arranged by calling either party's offices or the elections office in Valdosta.
With the free ride, some of the neighborhoods are getting together and all coming up at once, coming up in a van or whatever, in a very party atmosphere, so we know that's going to happen. And there's discussion of flash mob voting, which is, we saw that last year for the first time. And thought that would be pretty cool. They'll send a bunch of texts out, and everybody gangs up in the parking lot, and then they all come in to vote, and that's sort of a party atmosphere, too.
Early voting lasts for 3 full weeks at the Board of Elections office in Valdosta. The first 2 weeks, it's open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The last week prior to Election Day, they're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Most counties in Georgia are strictly holding local elections. Georgia law dictates that means Saturdays are optional voting days. But Georgia League of Women Voters President Elizabeth Poitras says for many voters, it's the only day they can get to the polls.
There are still people that are not able to get to the polls because many people work 2 jobs today. So a Saturday voting day, in my opinion, is particularly important.
Since 2005, polls have been required to be open on Saturdays only if federal or state offices are on the ballot. Poitras calls that a cutback because some counties don't allow early voting on Saturday. She says it's even worse this week because some residents missed out voting early Monday because some locations were closed for Columbus Day.
Because of the calendar and because of it being a holiday, it's eliminated and there's none added on anywhere. So we're just saying it is a really good practice. So we feel like it is really a valid issue to put it, particularly municipal elections, because municipal elections are so very important to the lifestyle of citizens, to what they're looking at with their infrastructure.
She says there have been no efforts so far to curb early voting days further, but she hopes Georgia lawmakers will look into making Saturday mandatory for all elections. Meanwhile, Lowndes Supervisor Cox says she won't open the polls on Saturdays unless she starts seeing long lines and wait times, which she says hasn't happened so far. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.